Now, here's a preview of Powerful Women Revealed.
It's a little bit funny, this feeling inside. I'm not one of those who can easily hide. I don't have much money, but boy, if I did, I'd buy a big house where we both could live.
Good afternoon, and welcome to WATD's Powerful Women Revealed, sponsored by Nicole Perry. You're invited to enjoy an ongoing series of uplifting, educational, and intimate discussions with a variety of powerful women that have all made the commitment to take their businesses and organizations to a higher level. These entrepreneurs all have a mission and appreciate the opportunity to share their stories with you. These women reveal their inspirations, milestones, and successes with your host, Nicole Perry.
Good afternoon and welcome to Powerful Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest today has over 17 years experience as a wedding planner right here in the Boston, South Shore, and Cape Cod area. She was a finalist for the Cape Cod A-List in 2013. She has received the Wedding Wire Couples Choice Awards for 2015, 16, and 17. And she was a vendor, voted vendor by Borrowed in Blue, which is a social media blogging website. And that was in 2017. And she's in, I can't even count how many magazines that you're in, Bliss Celebrations, and I think I saw so many different magazines. She is the exclusive planner for Chapin's Catering in Dennis, and she will be the exclusive planner for the Pelham House coming up in 2018. She's well known for navigating the wedding process with a balance of grace and power, definitely power, and has built her company, The Perfect Plan, to be more than capable of handling many weddings in one weekend. Connie Nye Clark, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me.
It's a delight to have you here today.
I'm excited.
And you are delightful, and you are a powerful woman.
Thank you.
You balance that that grace and that ease with the power of getting everything done for your brides and the couples. But I want to start out with all of these accolades that I mentioned. What is the significance of the reviews for you?
The significance of the reviews from brides, it's something that we need, because a lot of brides are out shopping for planners and they need someone that's got experience. Mm. And they need what to look for, and they need someone that gets their vision. So a lot of times we, you know, when we exceed the expectation of these brides, they like love us so much that they're willing to write great things about us, which is awesome. And we use that as a tool for recommendations and references.
Yes, because you can't pay for that.
No, you can't pay for that.
You can't pay for awards. You can't pay for the recommendations or the testimonials. You can't pay for that. And I want to share one testimonial that I love. It was a man, so it wasn't even the bride. Mm-hmm. It was the groom. And he said, it was the most beautiful wedding I'd ever seen, and it was mine. Oh my God, my entire body has goosebumps right now, all the way down my legs. Like, that is a really powerful statement.
Yes, it is. And it you know, it tears you up, because you do it for the passion, and you do it to hear things like that.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. And now, so you're paying for the service and you are a director, but what I really want to emphasize is that you are the right hand for the bride, for the couple, for the parents of the bride and groom, for the couple, but really for the bride. The day is all about the bride.
Correct.
Right?
It's all
about the bride.
Her.
It's all about her. Mm-hmm. It's her vision. It's what she wants. It's her special day that she's going to have for the rest of her life to look back at these photos. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in the outline, I don't have anything written down here about the photos. And I just have to say that when I first saw these photos, you blew my mind with these photos. You are beyond professional, beyond talented. So how do you feel when people say that to you?
It's hard to take a compliment sometimes because, you know, first of all, you want to stay, you know, humble to a certain extent, but you also in the same sense kind of have to emphasize what you're good at in order to sell yourself and sell your services and your knowledge. It touches me at my heart. It's a passion thing for me. So it's not like, oh, woohoo, we did this, we're in another magazine. It's, oh my gosh, the father of the bride has a tear going down his cheek as he's dancing with his daughter. That's what works for us. That's what touches us. That's what makes us keep going back and doing it over and over and over again.
And do you, like, you're outdoing yourself almost at every event.
Yeah.
How do you come up with something fresh that hasn't been done?
Sometimes you can't. Sometimes the trend is the trend, and brides want to do the same thing over and over again, especially on the Cape.
But you can give them little special things that will make theirs stand out from the rest.
Correct. It's all about really personalizing what the bride and groom are about and what they mean to each other and whether they've traveled together. Do we want to do pictures of their travels instead of table names? It's really trying to get in touch with the client on a very personal level and getting to know what matters to them and then throwing the suggestions out. Hey, why don't you do this and you know, add a touch of this to make it your day.
And really giving them those suggestions every step of the way.
Correct.
Not just at the beginning.
No.
So because it's something that as you move along, you come up with more ideas.
Correct. It's a process. It's a journey. It's not just one trip. It's a journey. And you got to keep reinventing yourself. You know, your foundation of your business is always going to be what it is, and you always have to strive for that foundation. But that doesn't mean that you're not reinventing ideas. You're not constantly thinking of new things and new suggestions. You have to be on your toes.
Yeah. And I love what you said. You said the performance can't be sloppy. You can't. You have. Oh. I love that you said that everything has to be tucked in tight. No loose ends, but tucked in tight.
Tucked in is a good word.
It really is because it paints the picture.
Yes,
that
it does.
Every tiny little detail, because it's in the small details that make the grand performance or the grand presence.
Correct.
Right?
It is.
And so, you know, it locked and loaded is what you're doing.
Locked and loaded.
Okay. For every event. Now, I can't believe you have a weekend coming up and you have four weddings in one weekend.
Correct. We do.
How many can you handle in one day?
So it depends. It depends on the events. It depends on how many guests at each event. It depends on if it's at a resort or if it's tented. We definitely do multiples in a day, but what we don't do is we don't overextend ourselves because service is more important.
Well, you have an entire team.
I have a full team.
Yeah. And I want to say also that you're very, very networked and you have many connections over 17 years. And we're going to talk about that in the next segment about vendors and the importance of team. But how do you find your team? Like, how do you find the best of the best?
I'm very blessed. I can just say I am very blessed. I have
girls. Because people want you. Photographers want to work with you.
They do because we make their job easy and we tuck in all the details. So we're tucking in all the questions of timing for these photographers so that, you know, we're the liaison. Mm-hmm. And we're making sure that they have the right size tent and everything. And we catch those things, hopefully, before, you know, the week of the wedding. And we're like, whoa, your timing doesn't work. Vendors love that because it makes their job easier.
Yes. Yes. And I love one of your taglines is, well, it's not really your tagline, but it's one of the things that comes from your heart. It's not really to meet everybody's expectations, because that's okay to meet the expectations, but your goal is to exceed them. And that's a beautiful thing, because if your goal is always to exceed everyone's expectations, you can't go wrong. You have to put your faith.
Absolutely.
Put your faith. And I want to, so some people are shopping for a wedding planner, but some people think they can do it on their own And we're going to demystify some of that in a little bit as well. So we have a lot to cover. I hope you can stay with us. My guest is Connie Nye Clark, and you can go to theperfectplanweddings.com for more information. I hope you stay with us. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Are you recently engaged or planning a wedding? You can have a joyful experience planning a wedding with the perfect plan right by your side, tucking in every single detail. With over 17 years of experience, the perfect plan is your navigation expert. The perfect plan has the connections and the experience to not only perform, but to exceed your expectations. The perfect plan, your direction, our passion and knowledge. Begin your journey with us. Contact theperfectplanweddings.com today.
Hi, my name is Rosemary Lanchester with everythingyouwishfor.com. Powerful Women Revealed. Help me capture my personal and professional story in an inspirational interview with very generous airtime. I personally had my own radio show right here on WATD, and I know the value of how radio can help you in your business. Nicole Perry takes the marketing even further with a podcast, website, and tons of social media marketing. The clients I've received since airing are of high quality and are actively referring me. Take advantage of effective and powerful marketing with Nicole Perry at Powerful Women Revealed.
We've only just begun to live. White lace and promises, a kiss for luck and we're on our way.
We've only begun.
Women Revealed. I'm your host, Nicole Perry, and my guest is Connie Nye Clark. And you can go to theperfectplanweddings.com, which will really reroute you to her website because you got a little dash in there. Mm-hmm. But anyway,
correct.
It's
yep.
Like, you got a lot of .com, so it's okay. You, as long as you secure everyone that you can, it all points to the right place. What a beautiful song. Oh, the Carpenters. And if anybody wants to know, if they heard the beginning, we played your song by Ellie Goulding, and that was in one of the videos on your website.
It was, yes.
And is that a videographer person?
It's a videographer that does all the music and chooses it. Usually they let the bride and groom pick a song, but usually I kind of tell them, let the videographer do his thing, and it always turns out perfect.
Yeah, because they have their vision, and their vision might be better than what you could have chosen. But that's great. So you work with the videographers too, where, you know, they can give you their video to put on the website.
They're awesome. The vendors support us so much, and that, you know, getting images and getting video, you know, it's a win-win though for everyone, because we cross-market them and we have them on our preferred list and we give them a lot of business. So, you know, it's kind of like you scratch my back, I scratch yours, and we can network together, and it's a relationship.
Yeah, but you're only scratching people that you like.
This is correct.
You're only working with people that you can trust.
That's correct. And so, there's a lot of vendors.
Huge. Because somebody can screw you over, and they're screwing the bride over.
Yeah, they are.
Because then they're making the bride stress that day. All right. So let's, before we go into the bride, brides and grooms and parents of the brides, I want to touch on this, that you basically specialize in tented events on properties and estates, which is about 65% of your business. Is that right?
It's actually like probably 85 to 90% of our business.
Oh, okay. It's more.
It is.
Where did I read this?
Probably on an old site somewhere.
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
Well, you're very busy, so you're not really doing a whole lot of marketing for your company, which is why I'm here to help.
Yes.
So, you're a little bit busy.
Yes, I am.
Okay. So do you want to share maybe one or two top do's or don'ts when you're tenting?
Oh, there's two.
We don't have a time to go through
so many.
All of them.
There's so many. The first do is get a planner.
For the tented event.
Yes. You got too many things going on. You got logistics and you got caterers coming in and you got rentals you got to do and you got to plan a rain plan, an effective rain plan. And there's so many things. I don't know how people do tented events without a planner.
Yeah. I did. And it was not a good thing.
I just don't.
It was not good. And it was in my backyard. Oh. And I just didn't enjoy the whole process.
Well, that's the whole thing. You're not going to enjoy the process. I mean,
no,
if it's windy and rainy and your tent guys need to come out and fix the stakes, are you going to call them or is your planner going to call them?
Yeah.
You're
the right hand. You are the liaison, the person that can get things done. And again, I want to go back to that. You have power because you know how to handle many different personalities,
I'm sure. Yes.
Because there's a plethora of different personalities that you're dealing with, and from the DJs, from the caterers, everybody. And you can do it with grace and ease because you've done it for so long.
Yeah, grace and ease and a lot of hard work. It's keeping your balance between effectively getting the vendors to follow through with their contracts and service the bride. But the ultimate role of a planner is we oversee everyone.
Yes.
We oversee all of the vendors and we're contracted by the client. So that means that our job, number one and foremost, is to take care of the client based on the contractual agreements they have with their vendors.
And it's sort of like a general contractor when you're building a home. You have one person that oversees everyone, right?
That's a great comparison, actually.
Right?
Yeah.
Right. Now, I asked you a question. What do you really want brides to know? And I love your answer. Your answer was knowledge is power. And I said, oh my God, I say that at the end of every show, knowledge is power. And it's what you do with that knowledge. It's just not, it doesn't stop there, but it's what you do, what you can do with that knowledge, right? About shifting the event. If you don't know something, the whole thing is all off course.
It is. It's easy, when you're navigating, which is a great word.
Yes, I love that.
You get off course. Brides get off course. They have very busy lives. That, life takes over in the background and they kind of push, their details off. And that's when we step in and say, I need this or I can't, I have to help you with this. And it really is... We're the glue.
You're the glue, exactly.
We become the glue.
And you said also make sure they read their contracts.
They do.
Why don't they read the contracts?
I don't know. I tell them to read their contracts. I get a lot of I didn't read that part or I didn't realize that, and it's super important because a contract when you sign that. The vendors are going to hold you to that. We hold our clients to our contract,
yes,
too.
And you said, because they make a lot of silly mistakes sometimes. The brides can make silly mistakes. And that is clear to you because I didn't think of that. Or I didn't read the contract. But one thing that you mentioned to me was you said, yes, you need to feed the band. It's in your contract. Show me here where it says you are not feeding the band. And you have all of these details in your head almost.
I do.
Like for each bride, you've got everything listed and you know what needs to be done and what doesn't need to be done. So they need to use you as a resource and get that education as they go along, right?
Yeah, it's educating them. It's like, I tell my brides a lot, what do you do for a living? And when they tell me, I'm a dentist or I'm a doctor or whatever I am. And the funny thing is I'm like, I couldn't do your job. I'm not trained to do your job.
Mm-hmm.
You're not really effectively trained to plan a wedding. It's like a full-time job anymore.
Yes, and I love what you said. It's sort of like going to work one day in a brand new position that you have no experience and no education for, and then you think you're going to handle it all on your own.
That's exactly right.
Right? So there's a lot of differences, a lot of differences in where you hold your event, because we talked about that Boston versus Cape Cod versus Vermont. Cape Cod, I was shocked that the average wedding is 58,000 on Cape Cod.
That was just put out by The Knot, and I think that they did a pretty good job on their research. They went nationwide on that. I wasn't terribly shocked because I know
things
cost.
Yeah.
Can you do it for less? Possibly. It's just, you know, that's what you really need to walk into and know your budget.
Yes. And the budget, really, you can help people, brides or even parents of brides, because you talk to dads, you talk to moms of brides. You can help them with the budget if you know the budget. And then you can sort of go from there. Now, sometimes the budget, they think that it's their food budget. It's not. It's the overall budget. It's for the dress. It's for everything, right? They really need to pay attention.
It is. The problem that I have a lot is I'll say, what's your budget? And when they give me the answer, I'm like, okay, can you clarify for me? Is that just reception? Is that everything to do the reception? Or is that your honeymoon and your rings and your dress? And we don't have a lot of control over the dress price and the ring price. They can go out and buy a $1,000 dress when they really only budgeted a $500 dress. And then we're kind of trying to renegotiate the whole budget. But it's very,
so that's why it's important for you to know.
Absolutely.
Because they might change their mind on what they actually put aside for the dress.
Correct.
Okay. All right. We got to go to break. All right. So when we come back, we're going to talk more about the budget and about the bar, the food, the rentals, all that kind of stuff. And, you know, please don't plan your wedding without the experienced professionals behind you. I hope you stay with us. My guest is Connie Nye Clark, and you can go to theperfectplanweddings.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
Do you have a sewing machine? And are you curious about quilting? Whether you're new to the quilting world or you've been quilting for years, Homestead Quilting and Fabrics is here for you. At Homestead Quilting and Fabrics, they provide a large selection of quality fabrics and notions, as well as a variety of classes for beginners and advanced quilters. They give excellent customer service at Homestead Quilting and Fabrics to their local customers and the destination quilters who visit from afar. Visit homesteadquiltingandfabrics.com today.
Looking for a new and affordable way to promote your business? Let Sprout Digital Network create an eye-catching 30-second commercial starring your business, playing all day long on high-def TVs placed inside popular local restaurants, including Mamma Mia's, Sushi Joy, and Lobster Hut. Reach 100,000 people per month. Spots are filling up fast, so contact Rachel now to lock out your competition. Go to SproutDigitalNetwork.com for more info. That's Sprout DigitalNetwork.com. We make you look good.
Do you want to be in control of your financial future? Meridian Financial Service, along with its sister company, Mary Hurdle CPA, provides financial solutions so you can plan for your family's future. Working with a certified financial planner in conjunction with a CPA can help you obtain this goal. For more information, visit MeridianFinancialService.com. At Meridian, we provide the highest levels of financial planning, money management, accounting, and tax services. Contact us at MeridianFinancialService.com to start planning today.
Turning all day when they see you with me. I'm thinking everybody.
My guest is Connie Nye Clark, and you can go to theperfectplanweddings.com for more information. What a great song. Who is that by? I just lost my little You Look Good, Lady Antebellum.
Great
love it.
Song.
I know. It fit perfectly. but I want to go back to talking about the budget and the bar, the food, and the rentals. And what I was thinking in my head was, you know, it's all about quality. And I'm thinking quality, 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 just like real estate is location, location, location. So it's you have to use the best vendors possible. And it's not about the most expensive vendors, right?
That's true. It's about the vendors that produce to the best of their ability what fits the bride. Not every caterer is going to fit every client. You have to have a network of resources, and every bride's budget is going to be different. So, you know, if there's a high-end caterer that's charging, you know, $150 a head and the bride can't put that into her budget, then, you know, as a planner, we have to have a scope, a range of either a caterer that's super flexible with pricing and can be super creative in giving them a really good menu and not skimping on the food and keeping it within their budget.
Yeah, you don't want to skimp on the food.
Definitely not.
So is that what happens? That's what can happen.
It can.
If you have you seen it? You've seen that?
Oh, yeah.
That.
I don't let them do that because
well, you don't let them do it with your business and how you're running it. But you've seen it in the past.
I've seen it in the past where, you know, if you keep in mind that most weddings, you know, start at 3:30 in the afternoon and people are coming into a cocktail hour at 4:30. And if you don't serve any appetizers and they're drinking, that's kind of a recipe for disaster, in my opinion.
Yeah.
And I have a 9-year catering background in addition to my wedding business. So I know these things because I've experienced them.
Yes. Yes. So in addition, so previous to the 17 years.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that. Okay.
Like, I think I was, like, working when I was 12.
Yeah. Well, I was in catering, but it was a deli, and it was a very short-lived period of time.
A little bit different.
Okay. So what about the communication with the planner? Like, how if the bride decides to change something or she has a thought and she doesn't communicate it with you, like, let's talk about rain. Like, what's do they have a backup plan and they have to share it with you? It has to be.
They don't have a backup plan.
They don't.
No. They don't want to talk about rain. And I understand
that. Oh, they don't want to jinx it. They don't want to jinx it.
No, it's not going to rain on my wedding day. And I'm like, I've been doing this for 17 years. And if I told you I've never done a wedding in the rain, I'm lying. So, you have to talk about it at least once. And you have to have, you know, educate them on how to do the rain plan and what their options are for a rain plan. And then they make a decision how they want to handle it. And then the day of the wedding, we pull the plug on it and we execute it.
And really the purpose of having a plan B is so that your wedding day will still be the most beautiful, successful event possible, regardless of the weather.
Yes. You can't control the weather.
We're
good, but we're not that good. Mm. I mean, we can't make it stop raining as much as I've wanted to many, many times.
Yeah.
We can't control it. The only thing we can do is put an effective rain plan into place and execute it for the bride the day of the wedding.
Mm. And now your team, let's talk about your team leaders again.
Wow.
So you carefully select people that know you, that work with you, and how experienced do they need to be?
If they're a lead manager or a senior planner on every event, there's a senior planner on every event, they have to have years of experience.
Years. Okay. All right.
Yeah. Or years of training with me.
Yes. I was just going to say that. Something with you so that you know how they work. And don't you just, everything is all planned in a book and you just, you have to be able to hand over the information and the person you hand it to has to be able to execute everything without any questions.
That's exactly right. I mean, everything comes through me. I mean, I deal with the brides directly. Usually I handle their timelines. I confirm all their vendors. I work with their troubleshooting on, you know, hey, you have 20 tables and the tent will only fit 18. Oh, boy, what are we going to do? Oh, yeah, I just dealt with this.
Oh.
What are we going to do now? And I literally place this book and everything is in it, every contract from every vendor. The timeline is done. The vendors are confirmed. All of it. And I literally have to be able to hand that off and know that that girl is going to be able to look at what I've given her. That's where the tucked in comes in.
Yeah.
I'm tucking it in.
Thing
exactly.
Is written down and accounted for.
Exactly.
Every tiny, minute detail.
That's correct. And the okay. girls get it and they review it. And of course, my phone number is there if they need me. But I've gotten many rave reviews from brides on my team.
And, you know, I also want to mention that, you know, we're talking about, you know, the team, the importance of the team leaders and the importance of the quality vendors and the quality of everything every step of the way. And you can give the brides your list of recommendations. But if they have something in mind for a venue, you can share your experience so that they can make the best decision. Right.
Yes, it's ultimately our job. I mean, we know the back, the front, the inside and the out of every venue, every caterer, every rental company. We've dealt with it firsthand. So we can give them suggestions on what to do, how to do it, other alternatives if we feel like they need to run away from that place.
From that place.
Yes.
But they're gaining your knowledge.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's really about the experience that we have, and we've already done all the work for them in 17 years.
Okay. Now, the planner, having the planner is you are a director, you're the right hand, you're the liaison, you're the power within that whole plan. You're the power. You hold the power. You can make things happen and fix things if they go awry. You basically can save them money,
right?
Like if you don't have the planner, then things can cost you more money later on because you didn't read the fine print. So what is your, tell me the pie analogy, because we got to go to break.
Okay, so the pie analogy is that having a planner is an insignificant monetary piece of the money pie. In other words, you're going to spend less on us than you are some of the other things. But we are, I believe, planners are the most significant piece of the pie.
That's right. That's right. That's beautiful. You give me the goosebumps again. All right. Well, we got to go to break. I hope you'll stay with us. My guest is Connie Nye Clark, and she is with ThePerfectPlanWeddings.com. I'm your host, Nicole Perry. You're listening to Powerful Women Revealed right here on 95.9 WATD.
The spring market is back, and RE/MAX Spectrum, your hometown realtor, is here for you. Let them help you make your move. With 5 RE/MAX Spectrum office locations throughout Plymouth, Bristol, and Barnstable counties, this team of real estate professionals is highly trained and personable to guide you along your journey. And RE/MAX Spectrum is all about community. Look for their RE/MAX Spectrum magazine that's delivered to over 30,000 homes on the South Shore quarterly. Contact an office today at spectrumlistings.com.
You know, every week you hear me talking with powerful women in and around the South Shore, and their stories totally inspire me. But you may not think that you have an inspiring story, but that's because you lived it. So I'd like to hear your story, because together we can get you more visibility and continue to inspire women here at PowerfulWomenRevealed.com.
Ashamed to cry. Ooh, baby, here I am, sign, sealed, delivered, I'm yours.
host, Nicole Perry, and you're listening to Powerful Women Revealed. My guest is Connie Nye Clark, and she is with theperfectplanweddings.com. Very easy to get to. We have one final segment. What a great song. So I Googled top 20, you know, wedding songs.
Yes.
And the Carpenters one came up. This one came up, and I thought, oh, perfect.
Which is great.
Yeah. Now, for your own personal legacy, what, for the listener, do you want them to really hear about you, your personality, what you bring to the table as that director and planner?
So I think that if I had to focus on one thing, I would say it's the gift of hospitality.
Oh, yes.
Super important. I've been in this. My family owned a restaurant when I was a kid, and I've been in this, put my way through college doing, you know, hospitality industry jobs. I think it's really important because you have to be able to be a giver.
Mm.
And if you're not a giver, you have to learn that tool. And we have a lot of other tools we have to learn in this industry to do our jobs. So I think that if you come into it, like I came into it with already the giftings of what you need in your toolbox to accomplish this type of job. It is an event planner is the top fifth most stressful job in the country.
Oh, really?
It's like right under fireman and soldier or something.
Really?
Yeah, it's really funny because I just saw a t-shirt that said special event coordinator. I'm on a bike. The trail's on fire. The bike's on fire. I'm on fire.
Oh, my God.
I was like, I need that shirt.
You know that I wanted to be an event planner. I was a stay-at-home mom for almost 10 years, and that was one of the things in my head. I was even coming up with my company name, yep. and I just...
It's not as glamorous as everyone thinks it is.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, cleaning out a bathroom.
It's work.
It's work, and you're in the rain, and you're in the mud, and you're pumping toilets. You're pumping toilets, you aren't clogging bathroom toilets. You're hands-on, you're doing everything I tell my team. Really, there's nothing that day. That's not our job.
Yes. Oh, I love that. I used to work in the catering, and my boss, he loved me. Oh, he used to send me thank you notes all the time and give me little money. He'd give me extra money. Anyway, so he would say, you can't walk around saying, not my job, man. And he would say that. And I'm like, you're right. You can't just dismiss everything just because it's not your job.
Yeah,
technically.
But that goes back to having a good team of vendors, because do I know how to plate salads? Do I know how to clear dishes? Do I know how to do that? Of course we do.
Roll silverware, whatever you
whatever
need to
we
do.
Whatever we need to do, we're a team player. Mm. The thing that happens, though, is that takes us away from the high level of concierge service that we want to give our brides.
That's right.
So, you know, if we're babysitting the caterer 24/7, which is our job, it takes us away from being able to have that bride text us and say, I need you in my suite for something.
So if you have that vendor in place that you don't have to babysit, because they know how you work, they know what needs to get done, they know how to handle it, the better off everyone is.
Absolutely. It's a key element. Putting a good team of vendors together is half of the stress of planning a wedding. And it literally, if a bride puts a good team together of people that work well together, and, you know, I have had DJs that I work with that have rolled silverware because they're done with their thing. I'll help.
Oh,
that's
so
the type
nice.
Of spirit you want to have in your vendors and in your team. You know, and for us, I think the gift of hospitality, I can be the best planner. I can fix the best, the worst power problems and follow the cord and find out why the bathroom trailer's not working. I can come up with the best designs. But if I don't have a gift of how to care for people on their most important day of their life, like a no do-over, then I'm missing it.
Yes. You can't assume everyone's going to get a divorce. Like, you got to.
You can. You just can't.
You can't
go into a wedding going, I wonder if this one's going to make it. You just can't do that.
You can't. You have to assume that it is. It's not assuming it. It is the most special day in that moment of their life
Some of
together.
These girls have been dreaming about this since they were 6 years old and wearing their mother's prom dress.
And I want to say the hospitality business, it really, what I feel like I'm hearing is that it's all about manners and etiquette.
It's manners.
And respect.
Respect. It is. I mean, it's really, you know, if grandma doesn't want to get up and walk over to the coffee station to get a coffee, you know, how much effort is it really going to take for one of my team or myself to bring her a cup of coffee and make her feel very special that day?
Yeah.
Because that's going to make the bride happy.
Oh,
because
that's
the parents
beautiful.
Are being cared for. The maid of honor isn't trying to be a planner and working all day.
Mm. So now, who is your ideal client? So we were talking about this, and I feel like, and you can elaborate or correct me if I'm wrong, but I feel like it's the woman or the brides of the woman, or not the brides, the parents of the bride, but it's really the bride that is willing to give permission and trust that someone else can help her execute her own vision.
That's exactly what it is. And a lot of times you have to earn that trust. You know,
I think you've earned it.
Thank you.
with all the accolades that you have.
The accolades are important because people see that we're trusted. And people will look at my website or my images or my design and you know, they'll give me something the day of that won't work in wind. Like, you know, and I have to make a call that day on how to change the logistic, and they have to kind of trust my knowledge that I'm going to know how to make it look pretty.
Okay. And you're also, because you're that liaison, it's very important to have somebody that you can trust that can handle something that goes awry. The rain, the photographer cancels. Like, you need to, you know, your dad takes 25 minutes in his speech and is holding up the dinner, which holds up everything else, which will cost the bride more money. So it's like you are there to make sure that all of these things happen the way they need to happen for the bride. It's all about the bride.
It's all about the bride. I tell the groom that too. I tell my grooms one thing. This is my advice. You can either be happy or you can be right.
Oh, I love that. Okay. Oh, we got to go. No, we're done. Okay. We're out of time. Thank you so much for being here.
No problem. Thanks for having
me. Any last words of wisdom?
Get a planner.
Hire Connie.
Hire
okay.
Me, yeah.
And her entire team, because you don't just get Connie, you get a whole team. You can visit her at theperfectplanweddings.com. You can also email her at perfectplanweddings@gmail.com if you feel like you want to hurry up and do so. I want to thank you again for being here.
Thank you.
I want to leave everyone with a final thought. It can be so much easier to outsource and trust in the professionals with our vision and follow their lead with an open heart and an open mind. I want to thank you for listening. I hope you will tune in next Sunday after the news at noon. Till then, I'm your host, Nicole Perry. Have a great week, and remember, knowledge is power.